meeting is now being recorded.
Hey, hi everyone, and thanks for joining our today call. So, as you can see, the agenda and the Adobe Connect, we will try to cover basically today the new version of the updated draft report. I'm sorry that we shared late the document, but we are looking for your comment and review of it. So it's still in going. So it's not the final version, and it's a good time for everyone to jump in and put comment there. But first, let's start with the first agenda item, and it's the review of action items. So on the last call, we discussed about continuing the interpretation and asking for an extension. So after discussion with Fiona, we agreed to make a request to get the interpretation till the end of August, having in mind that we are aiming to submit our draft report to the plenary in that time. And so after that, we will be probably kind of in sleeping mode for a while. So that's why we made that that decision for now. So we are looking to get more participation and more attendees to use the interpretation service. But I think we also have an agenda item about our update on interpretation. Probably we can reshuffle here and make it first before going to the review of the report. Yes, Bernie, I see that you are in the queue and probably you want to intervene. Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafi. Can you hear me properly?
Yes.
I can see the...
I can hear you.
Okay, captioning is okay. Good morning, good day, everyone. Following up right on that topic, had discussions with the coach on the interpretation topic, and basically the decision was made that since this was not in the budget, but we respect the request, that the co-chairs would make the request to the plenary and see how the plenary felt about it. Some of you may have seen the note that was sent yesterday regarding this, asking for plenary input on this request. We're giving people a week, so basically the process of consulting the plenary, given the next plenary is rather scheduled for 30th of August, it seemed a little futile to wait for the next plenary to ask them if we could fund interpretation for this group until the end of August. So we chose to go to the list. The question is out there. It will close next Friday, and staff will gather up the responses and provide them to the co-chairs, who will make a decision at that point. I'll be glad to take questions if there are any.
Thanks, Bernie. So, just to clarify here, so the plenary, the participant and the CCWG, they have till next Friday to share any comments. So I guess if there is no objection, we can assume that the request will be approved. Is some objection that means more discussion, or so how it would work in such case?
Well, it's going to be based on the feedback. You're quite right. If there are no objections, I would expect the co-chairs to approve your request. And given if I look at the schedule, there's no diversity meeting next week. Meeting after that, the first meeting in August, we would start up interpretation again. Again, that's if there's no objection. If it's, you know, basically, I think there are probably three scenarios in all these things. There's no objections or there's massive support for it, so there's no problem. It's sort of split because we get things on both sides, at which point the co-chairs will have to make the decision. And finally, there is significant objection, at which point the co-chairs will have to weigh that in making their decision. But regardless, what we're aiming for is to make a decision end of next week, early the week after, so that if we are supporting interpretation, we can advise the list that we're doing that and schedule it for your next call. I hope that answers the question.
Thanks, Benny. I think that's quite clear, and so we will wait for the decision by the end of next week. Okay. So I guess we can move to the next agenda item. And so you can see the link, or probably I can share also the link in the Adobe Connect chat to the for the draft we report. This is, I think, the third version. And we tried there to get the input of coming from the SO and ACE responding to our questionnaire. So, and we try to consolidate the response from the SO and ACEs. And also another Google Doc, so it's for more easier to refer. But I have a kind request, so if you can please check if we capture it correctly, the response from your SO and ACE. So just to avoid any kind of missing, or if we dropped something, or we maybe misunderstood anything, so please, really, I'll say, please review and double check that we capture it correctly and accurately, the input from your SO or AC. I think we already start to get several comments and suggestions for edit. So I think what we will try to do is, well, we can work directly in the document, but maybe to have a proper discussion and involve everyone, we will try to kind of make a list of issues, which means kind of compiling the area where there are more comments or questions, or there is what maybe we don't have necessarily consensus, and discuss them at the mailing list, so we can have more deep discussion, but also in the call. So we try to solve that either by proposing a new wording or phrasing. So I think that's the way we can combine both. It's working on the mailing list and also on the call. While I encourage everyone to go through the document and put your comment and suggestion for edit. The Google Doc is in suggestion mode, so you can propose an edit, or, you know, can delete or replace or anything. And so we have the edit permission, so we can solve that later on. Okay. So we got some kind of comments in the mailing list raising several issues, I think, regarding age, and also it happened several times, a comment about the cultural diversity. I think this is one of maybe areas not clear. I'm not sure that everyone shares the same understanding of the cultural diversity, and if we need to add it, we have to work on more clear definition, something that let's say common understanding among us at least, and then when we share to the plenary, it should be clear and understandable. Okay, so is there any question or comment on this? Don't see any. I understand that there are some kind of moral concerns about the recommendation. I think that's the area where there will be more interest, and I guess there should be much more discussion, since that's what we will provide. The description of elements of diversity and so on, I think that start to get kind of more stable. So we just need maybe to solve some few edits there. I guess the focus will be on the recommendation. So we can compile a list of issues regarding the recommendation and kind of maybe try to work on some wording. And also we added kind of totally new section regarding the response to diversity questionnaire. So the question here is to, I'll say not question, but the request here is really to double check that we are capturing accurately the input coming from the SONSs, but also analyze their response. It sounds from some discussions, the mailing list, that there are some kind of confusion regarding the response, and maybe some concern that maybe they are kind of dismissing some elements of diversity. So this is kind of the area that we have to work on. Okay. So yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a note, as we had noted earlier, the staff will be ready to give your document an edit anytime you're ready. So I'm reiterating that proposal. It had been mentioned earlier in the group that you might need some editing people to go through their document when it's advanced enough. You're probably getting close. So if you feel you still need that, staff stand ready to do that, and you just have to tell us, and we'll be glad to go through it. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. I think that will be definitely helpful. And both of us, I mean, the co-rapporteur are not English native speakers, so proofreading, editing, and so on will be really helpful for us. And also, maybe we need kind of second eye here to see if everything is clear, or if there is some area maybe it's confusing that we need maybe to elaborate or rephrase. So yeah, I'm personally welcome such support and help. Is it possible to share the Google Doc and the Adobe Connect? In just starting with maybe the recommendation, I tried to say that orally, but I guess that's not easy for everyone to follow, and probably it's better to go through the Google Doc through the Adobe Connect. Okay, sorry, Brenda, it's not this, not the spreadsheet, but, yeah, the Google Doc.
Okay, I'll get working on that. Maybe you can start,
okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Thank you, Brent.
Thanks. Let's go to recommendation section. Okay. So we are. Does everyone can see the recommendation section? So I think for recommendation one. That, well, I don't see any comment on that. But, I think we, just advise people to, double check here and if they see anything that we need to change there. The second recommendation that each SOIC group within ICANN should identify. How each element of diversity is relevant to their role and record this in their documentation or operating procedure. I think this here is kind of minor change. It's kind of initial change here. But again, I think this is one of the area that we have a discussion is how much kind of flexibility the group they have with regard to identify and I'm not going to say prioritize, but what they think more relevant to their case. So something that we need to be careful here about. Okay. The other section is measuring diversity. Recommendation number three, based on response to the diversity questionnaire, the ICANN committee should agree appropriate measure for each element of diversity, the recommended frequency of measurement, and whether the measure is relevant to participation or leadership or both. So this, there was no so much comment here. Recommendation number four. Each SOIC group within ICANN should identify how each element of diversity relevant to their role will be measured and monitored within their group. So, again, here I think mostly what we get is editorial proposal. Okay. I think... the next recommendation is the one we went back and forth on it, which is ICANN staff resource should be made available to support the collection, recording, and analysis and storage of diversity information related to the board, the organization, and the community. The comment here was with regard to the rest, which is about think the role of the CEO and the concern here that I understand that is kind of too specific and it's kind of getting on the detail of how it should be done. And in the previous discussion, we said that we need to put the requirement. So we should here put the requirement, what we are expecting, what we want, and not kind of devising a specific way to do so. So I think that's maybe what also I see shared from Finn in that, and he's suggesting to delete that part. So, so here the suggestion is to delete, to remove that one. Do we need to kind of maybe to replace it with the requirement and not necessarily mentioning the CEO or in a specific say the staff here and their what they should do, but here maybe just clarifying what we are expecting here, or we are fine with the previous part that describes what is expected in terms of collection, recording, storage of diversity information. So, and any comment here? Are we fine with removing that part or not? Or are you do you want that we should kind of replace it with something else? Okay. Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Just a, not a comment if this should be replaced or not. That's for the group to decide. More from whatever shape the recommendation finally takes, just to give you a view from the other side, the ICANN side, when they get that, gets approved to actually be implemented through all the processes that we have here. What staff are going to need to actually put this in place is one a clear understanding of what is required so that B, they can measure if they've been successful in implementing it, in implementing what you're requesting. So always keep that in mind in that, you know, in the recommendations that you make, are they clear? And this is a very important part, within the clarity of that recommendation, if you have suggestions about how staff should measure that it has met the requirements of the recommendation, that's really useful. Because sometimes staff will, you know, struggle with trying to find elements to measure if they have done a good job in implementing this. And then the community feels sometimes a little lost when they go back to it a few years later and say, well, that's not what we were expecting. So just trying to set the stage for what staff needs to do once you get all of this approved. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. I think that's the point we tried to make several times is really to describe here requirements, what we like, but not how that should be done. And I recall in the last call you mentioned that we will get some guidelines regarding, I think, the recommendation. I'm not sure if I understood correctly at that time, but I think that some guidelines about how we we should write our recommendation. So is it this is going to be okay? So you want to comment here, Bernie, or
Just to say yes, I've drafted a version of that document before Johannesburg, and it sort of got lost in the shuffle of a face-to-face meeting, an ICANN meeting, and summertime in the hemisphere. The document is drafted, working through the various levels, trying to get the okay, so we can distribute it to groups.
Thanks. I guess when we have that that document will help us, probably giving us some guidance. But what we can do in terms of reviewing the recommendation in the future is we try to see if the recommendation is clear in terms of requirement that it indicate the what we are requesting to avoid any confusion and also to see if we are giving any kind of say target measure metrics and so on. So that's something that we can measure against later on and the time of implementation. So I guess the requirement should be enough self-explanatory on what we want to achieve, and so the staff can walk then and the implementation and see the feasibility of such recommendation. And yeah, so we need maybe to think about this kind of to see if we can put some not sure the correct wording, but with regarding the acceptance here, that we, when we check the implementation, if it's matching the requirement or not. I'm not sure, Benny, is this an old or new hand? Oh, I guess it's an old hand. Okay, so I guess for now, for recommendation 5, we can remove that section and try to maybe to add more to the requirement. So here, I guess that part was about providing resources. We are expecting that the resources will be here, provided here, so it's not necessarily needed. But maybe what we need to emphasize is what we are expecting here. Why we, for which purpose we are asking those resources, or why we need those resources. And I see that we are already trying to describe the different tasks. So maybe we need to check if that's enough. With regard to here, since we are talking about the collection of storage of diversity information, I heard from some, and I think there was a comment previously, it's with regard to the it's a privacy policy and data protection here. Since we are asking to get more this kind of personal information here, and some of them may be sensitive, so we have to kind of maybe need to add more here, at least to mention. I think we added about data protection in other section in the report, but I think here we need maybe to reiterate this. I think this is quite important, and more with the current context in ICANN when we are talking about GDPR and so on. So I think it's important if we are asking for a collection of data, we need to explain the purpose and why, and also see maybe kind of to assess the risks here, and also if the current privacy policy is enough or not. So this is maybe something we should have in mind, and maybe add some notes here if it's possible, so we can cover that later on. Okay, any comment on this? On this recommendation? Any suggestion? Okay. So, recommendation number 6, ICANN community support by ICANN staff should publish an annual report summarizing the key diversity measure and trends. Okay, don't see any comment here, but I guess maybe since we are asking for key diversity measure and trends, probably maybe we should give guidance what we mean by diversity measure. Since we also, I think we are describing diversity elements, probably maybe we should kind of link that to the measures. Any comment on this recommendation? Any question? Okay. Next, recommendation number 7, ICANN communities should engage in bottom-up process to develop a long-term strategy for the promotion of diversity in both participation and leadership. Okay. And this, I think, is kind of maybe too general, doesn't indicate something kind of specific. It's, yeah, quite general that we need to engage, but yeah, maybe this is something we need more clarification. Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Yes, I was going to state exactly that. These are the kind of recommendations that can sometimes be termed as fluffy, because it's hard to grasp them in any way to implement them. It's almost impossible to figure out metrics to see if we implemented them properly. So this is a classical example of a recommendation that will, A, cause all sorts of headaches for staff to understand what they should be doing with this, and B, can cause heartache for the community who worked on creating them because they may not get what they want out of it.
Yeah, thanks, Bernie. So that's why... So I guess we can put a note here, about this recommendation number 7. So I think that needs rework to make it more specific on what we are expecting, and the same I think for recommendation number 5. Okay. Any comment or suggestion here? So I think this needs some work. It would be really helpful to put some comments and proposals in terms of what we are suggesting, maybe in process, maybe to go in some details, and in terms maybe of the requirement, what we are expecting here from such process. Okay. Recommendation number 8, the ICANN community should examine the appropriateness of current diversity requirement for permanent leadership roles and recommend any changes. Okay, I'm not sure is using the word appropriateness here, the term appropriateness is kind of... appropriate. And yeah, thinking about probably what we are asking is the community should do a review regarding the on regular basis the diversity requirement and make a recommendation. So I guess this is we are suggesting here a review process, which I think it's somehow I think included in the ATRT, so that maybe it can be rewarded on this so that we can use existing process, or are we asking here for a separate process with regard to diversity? Yes, Lenny, go ahead.
Two notes here. First, the community, very hard for staff to understand exactly what you're referring to on that. And two, referring to the ATRT, I will simply note that in the SOAC accountability that recently completed its public comment, they were looking to put in some additional verifications for SOAC accountability in the ATRT. And a comment came back from the board on that specific point that the ATRT recommendations were already pretty loaded and that it would be difficult to add in other dimensions to an ATRT process at this point. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bernie. I think first step here is to... to rewind the recommendation to make it about reviewing diversity requirement, make recommendation. But I guess either to ask that it to be covered by ATRT or maybe suggesting that to be done within a new process to be defined, maybe it's something we can discuss. So just here, I think the first step is to clarify that we are suggesting that there should be a regular review regarding the diversity. And I see that Renat is in the queue. Yes, Renat, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Rafik. This is Renata. I see as key expressions here the prominent leadership roles. So what I see actually in this recommendation is the idea of diversity for leadership roles. So perhaps that's why ICANN community is there, because there's the need to have a balance in all SOECs of leadership roles as well. So we just had this conversation on the list about a leadership group not deemed diverse enough. So it could probably be reviewing diversity strategies and initiatives, and whether they conduct or are indicative of processes that lead to diversity in leadership roles. That seems to be quite an important element of this recommendation. And it's not that straightforward, really. Bernard is very important comment that Bernard made about what the ICANN community is. So, for example, the GNSO leadership has to come from SOECs. So how does one fix that? So I'm not sure here how to go further other than say review and ascertain perhaps diversity in leadership roles. That's just that comment. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Renat. Kind of observing thing that in our recommendation we are asking either the staff, then the organization, and then the community. And I think in one recommendation we are asking explicitly the SOAC and group. So I guess maybe I think the comment from Bernie was right here. We need to be careful about using this kind of kind of vague ICANN community. And probably we are asking here the SO and ACs and the groups, since they have charters, they have proceeding, say operating procedure and so on, that can, let's say, enforce any diversity requirement, instead of asking kind of this amorphous community. So maybe we can clarify on this to replace ICANN community with something more specific. I think maybe I'm not sure that we should say talking about just about leadership roles, because I think what we are trying here to see is first the diversity in terms of participation, and I think also that include maybe in the diversity in the leadership. But I guess the recommendation is kind of more general, is to review the whole requirement and not just for something maybe specific. And also I think using the term prominent, I think when we talk about leadership, all leadership roles are important. The different level, and we are expecting volunteers to spend time on doing a lot of work for the community here. So I guess it's, sometimes this kind of wording can be kind of controversial, I guess. So I guess this is one that probably a recommendation that needs some rework. Yes, Renat, please go ahead.
I agree that it talks about diversity for participation, but there is the percentage is lower in leadership roles of diversity participation than in initial participation as a member, for instance. So this is perhaps why the expressions for leadership roles is here. So just to clarify, so maybe conducive, to conduct to leadership roles diversity as well. So diversity requirements for members' participation and for leadership too. Just that comment.
Yeah, thanks, Lynette. What I'm thinking here, maybe just the recommendation 8, I think here what we are trying to set is some review process that can cover many areas regarding diversity. So we can try to make here maybe some, to lead to several areas that should be covered in review process, like diversity in terms of participation, diversity of leadership in, within the leadership and so on. Because I don't just want to that we kind of focus on one area. I think this is something that we discussed it before. When we are trying here to talk about diversity, it's not just about leadership. We need to really to be careful here. It's kind of we build the diversity at all levels. So we can say that in if we can try to reward this recommendation that we can it's not the community, maybe the SO, ACs and groups should have community review process for the diversity requirement for the different area, including like the diversity on participation, diversity on leadership, and diversity on the policy making process, and so on. Something like that that can all more kind of exhaustive somehow. Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I'll go back to my SOEC accountability example. Some of the discussions with respect to the comment about the ATRT reviews already being full enough, the SOAC accountability group was then, as an alternative, considering making some recommendations that the SONAC specific reviews be tasked with looking at certain points. And that's a mechanism that's well understood, that's in place, that probably has a little room to add in some things. So if that's of interest to this group, you probably could craft some of your recommendations so that they could be suggesting to the SOs and ACs in the reviews, or suggesting to the organization that the SOAC reviews could include certain elements of reviewing diversity and reporting on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. I think you what you are talking about that kind of the structural review of the different SO and ACs. My personally, my only experience is with the review for the GenSO, and I do recall that there's like recommendation, and there was like this kind of about diversity. Maybe not specifically about it, but there was something around diversity. I guess that's one of one option is to maybe to emphasize that we should have that diversity review in the current review process, but maybe also we can check if we need something. So it's something for discussion. If we need something more more specific and not included on existing review. So this is something we have to discuss and see. We weigh the pros and cons. So, Bernie, I have a request. Is it possible to kind of maybe to share in the mailing list the draft from the SOAC accountability subgroup? I understand that maybe there are some kind of, not necessarily overlap, but maybe there are some areas that where we can have some common ground and we can build upon what they did already. So that, yeah. Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Well, like all other working groups, all their meetings and all their materials are up on the wiki. So I'll post that in the chat here And you can find the latest documents of everything, the transcripts and everything else. And I would say it's not a mountain of information because they've only had two meetings so far. So really, if you just go to the wiki and find the most recent entries, you probably can go through all of this stuff very quickly and get an understanding of where they have things that could be of interest to this group. And I agree with you. I think there are probably several ideas that the SONAC accountability group are working with that could be very relevant to this group.
Thanks, Bernie. And I think we have at least one of the co-rapporteurs from the SOIC accountability in our subgroup too. So I guess we can use we can use her as a resource too. Okay, let's see what they did already and see if we can build on that. And I see some comments also in the chat regarding the metrics. Okay, so at least what we have as a note that we need to work on this recommendation. Let's need some maybe rework and to see how we should do this. Not how to do, but what we are expecting from such review. Okay. Bernie, is it an old or new hand? Okay, an old hand. Okay. So the next recommendation, number 9, is the HSOAC group within ICANN should identify goals or aspirations for improving and promoting diversity in both participation and leadership. So I guess this is regarding setting maybe some objectives. Not to probably just identify goals and aspirations, maybe that kind of can be generic, not necessarily something that can be easy to measure, but probably we can ask them maybe to have kind of more maybe specific target they need to reach, and so we can kind of benchmark against it. So I don't see any comment was done on that. On that one, so any suggestion would be really helpful. So I think we can maybe do a small rewarding here with regard to the targets. Okay. Any comment on this one? Okay. The next recommendation, that's totally new one, and I think that was added by today, I think it was added by, it was added by Dinata. So, I'm kind of discovering it. Each SOAC should identify gaps in diversity that need to be solved by specific strategies, either formal or informal, according to priority. If there is a consideration, considerable lack of youth membership, for example, create specific programs to address this. Okay, so in previous recommendation, we are talking about setting goals, maybe then targets, and here is about identifying gaps. So I'm not sure if there is maybe some overlap between the both, but I'm keen to hear what's the difference exactly here and what we are trying to achieve with this recommendation. Yes, Renata, please go ahead.
So yes, just explaining why I entered that recommendation is because when reviewing the consolidated inputs, it's quite clear that there are some elements of diversity that were pointed out and they're not mentioned at all in the input responses. So it's either not something non-existent and not addressed, or there's just a lack of perhaps understanding or even knowledge about such a need for or such element of diverse, for instance, age diversity. I can have the Next Gen program, which heavily invests in a 18-year-old to 30-year-old participation, and yet none of the inputs came back with any specific program or addressing this age diversity elements. So, given we have the document does point out elements of diversity, I think it is important to have a recommendation that says that if an SOAC has a considerable deficit or gap,
I think we lost Renata here. Renata, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Now, can you hear me?
Yes, so,
yes, we can hear you now.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. So I was just mentioning that I've entered that recommendation because there are some elements of diversity indicated that aren't even mentioned about the from the SONAC because either they don't have any way to deal with that or no knowledge of how to do an initiative that would address that. And I think it would be important priority gaps to be addressed through a specific strategy. And that would be the comment regarding that. Thanks.
Thanks, Renata. So, I think we were first asking the SONACs to identify the relevant element of diversity for them in the beginning. So they can identify some, and then they in the, like in the previous recommendation, they will kind of set some targets for those elements of diversity. So I guess that will be covered somehow, but when they see they have targets and they identify new elements of diversity, that implicitly means that there is some gap they want to fill. But I guess what maybe you are trying here is to kind of emphasize there should be they should develop some strategies, initiative, or efforts to cover those gaps, so that they will in kind of that will be clear from their targets. And so maybe we can reward on that, so that they need to develop some strategies. Still, this is kind of maybe. Little bit vague. Maybe it's just asking them to, so we are asking the SOs to identify, to set targets, to do a review, and then here to develop or build some strategies to fill any gap they can find. And yeah, I mean, if they identify the initiatives or strategies, so they will have to prioritize anyway, because it depends of the resources and the resources and the kind of time they have. And so, yeah, we can I guess reward this on that and to emphasize about building strategies. Okay, so let's put a note here that we should maybe rework. Thanks, Renata, for the explanation. I think because everyone here is discovering this recommendation for the first time, so yes, we need maybe some time to digest and think about the wording. Okay. Any comment on this? And we have 4 minutes left in the call, so probably we need to wrap up soon. Thanks, Renata. So let's put note here that we also need to work on the wording for recommendation number 10. So I think what we have to work on is for number 7, 8, 9, 5, and 10. So this is the recommendation that needs some work. Recommendation number 11, the DICAN community should establish a mechanism to share diversity practice and proposal for enhancing diversity and participation and leadership. I guess we can replace ICANN community by SOAC's groups. So this different group, they have their own practice to, regarding diversity or their own experience, and then they can share that among themselves. So maybe this is just maybe a minor change here to indicate which group will do that. Okay, and I think that's it in terms of recommendation. So we have now kind of several recommendations that need some rework and probably to add more explanation. And again, as we discussed, it's important to think about this recommendation in terms of requirements. So is to kind of explain what we are expecting, what we want to do, without going on the how and the way or the manner that it should be implemented. And also it's important to put some kind of targets or objective and metrics that we can evaluate against it. And another point is really that we need to be more specific. It's recommendation number 7, it's kind of too generic, that it cannot really be implemented easily, and it can be interpreted in too many ways. So, okay. So we'll try to reward those in the coming days, and we'll try to make an issue list of maybe based from the document on area where we have several comments and we need to solve them. So that we should continue the discussion in the mailing list till the next call, I think, next week and also on Friday. So, any comment, questions? Hearing none, seeing no one in the queue. I guess we can adjourn the call for today. We just 1 minute left, so we made it. Thanks everyone for attending the call and for your comments. Please review the document. Put your suggestion, your comments, your question. So we will try to compile that and continue the discussion for the mailing list, so we can include as much as possible the participant from the mailing list, and we will try to solve the edits as much as possible. So thanks again, and see you soon. Bye-bye.